I want to introduce the next speaker, Terry Sally. I've known her for the last 15 years or so. And we, in many meetings, they reach out to the refugee and immigrants. And so, and after a while, we kind of lose contact. She moved away from Sacramento to Wisconsin, Minnesota. And now she is a director for Adventist Refugee and Immigrant Ministry. So she will tell you all about it.
Thank you, Pastor Vin. Our children kind of, I feel like, grew up together to start with, you know, at the earlier ages because we were working in Sacramento. Just to give you a little background, I grew up in the Midwest where we didn't have any other cultures, just Caucasian, so I didn't know much about any other cultures until I went to Union College and discovered there were some Cambodian refugees that needed a ride to a church service. And that was my first contact, really, with Asians, except one or two classmates. But I had the opportunity to go work in refugee camps in Thailand, primarily with Lao refugees from Laos. But I also had a chance to go to the Phanat Nakhon camp, where I met Cambodian and Vietnamese refugees. And the Vietnamese church was always my favorite church to attend. It was so, they kept it so neat. Their special music were so perfectly prepared. It's just, I just loved it. And I didn't, little did I know that I would, my life work would involve working with various cultures. When I was in Thailand, I went for 6 months, ended up staying 4 years, learning a couple of languages. I speak Thai and Lao and Hmong. Came back and to finish my education and discovered that there were refugees just about an hour from where I lived. There were Lao and Hmong people. So we started visiting. We started an outreach from the college to see if there's anything we could do to help. We started neighborhood Bible clubs, cooking schools, Bible studies, and it just grew from there. And I didn't start out thinking I'm going to plant a church, but it ended, it just grew until it became two church plants for two different language groups, Lao and Hmong. And someone involved in the ministry ended up going to Thailand, calling me back and saying, I found someone you need in your ministry there, because he knew I couldn't speak Hmong, but there were lots of Hmong young people that wanted to learn about God. They had just arrived and they couldn't speak enough of my language and I couldn't speak enough Hmong to really get into the, you know, deep questions they had. So he said, I know someone who can help you. I'll have my mom sponsor him. And he did. His mother sponsored someone who was studying to be a pastor. His name was Go Saley. And he ended up starting a youth group, and he became my husband. So I am married to a church planter, Pastor Go Saley. We worked in Sacramento for close to 10 years, and then we were called to go to Wisconsin and Minnesota. But I started waking up nights thinking, you know, if I know about these few language groups that a lot of our church leaders don't seem to know very much about, I wonder if there are more language groups that none of us know about. And I would lay awake nights thinking about this. And I started talking to people about it. And then, to my surprise, I got a call from the North American Division asking if I could launch a ministry to refugees and immigrants. And actually, it's God has just been opening doors, and there was a lot going on already with Pastor Vin and his family. And so we now have over 100 congregations of people, various language groups, that have came initially as refugees. But of course, as you know, legally you're only a refugee for a year, but you're eligible to become a citizen. So, but just today, I learned about another language group. Sometimes in a weekend, I might learn about 4 or 5 language groups I never even heard of before. Just this morning, I learned about another language group that I'd never heard of before. So, and I didn't realize that, you know, in my life, I just kind of followed God's leading a step at a time. And as I did, I saw a broader and broader picture. God opened up more and more doors. And I can tell you that as you follow God, as you're faithful in the little things He shows you, He will open up bigger things and broader vision, a broader mission. And I was thinking, there are so many people in the Bible that they were just doing their job. They didn't realize that they were already chosen for a significant position in God's work. For example, Saul was just helping his dad look for his lost donkeys when he met Samuel the prophet and was anointed king of Israel, very first king of Israel. Joseph, when he was torn from his family and struggling to learn a new language in a strange country where he was a slave, he had no idea that he was a part of a much bigger plan and that he would eventually save his people from starvation. And I could go on. There, Joshua, when he tried to stand up for what's right, but his people said, no, your vision is too big. There's no way we can go into the promised land. We're just a little group of people. They've got giants and walled cities, and there's no way we can do this. And so he took the punishment. He took 40 years of wandering. He didn't say, I don't know, I don't think I can be a part of this group anymore because they've decided to go against God's will. But he just was one of them. He wandered another 40 years in the wilderness not realizing that God would choose him to be the one to lead his people into the promised land. And I really believe from some things I've been reading and researching that you here who can speak the Vietnamese language and who can speak English and research things that have not yet been translated into Vietnamese, you are a chosen people. God's plan for each of you sitting here may be much bigger than you ever realized. You may have a more significant part in God's plan for reaching the world with the gospel of His love than you ever realized. So I would just like to encourage you. The Bible says he that is faithful in that is which is least is faithful also in much. Do your best in all of the little things. Put God first in everything. Make Him first, last, and best in everything that you do. And I can hardly wait till we get to heaven and you tell me your story of how God led you and used you in ways you never dreamed when you were younger. So, cảm ơn nhiều lắm.